This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
It is time for tonight's list, everybody.
Barstool Sports.
The Chive.
New York Times.
Ooh. What the hell does New York Times ever have a list?
Could be.
Right next to their crossword puzzle.
Every day.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
I guess they do have a list of words for the crossword puzzle.
Uh-huh.
That's true.
But not in any particular order. Except for...
Numerically?
Numerical order.
Stupid.
All right. Now, this list is Masterpiece of the Week. You know the drill, everybody. 877-881-1053. Laugh a little bit and then let us know which one you think is the funniest.
I like meat. You like meat.
Dude, it's your own meat that you ate. It is your meat. Why can't you be happy that you put your meat in your mouth and you ate it? That is weird that you wouldn't say my meat was the best.
It's from 2018.
What's going on there with the meat?
Man, I don't know exactly. Mm-hmm. However, if you're cooking and you make some good meat, you should brag about it. You should brag about your meat. Tell people, like, Dawson's always bragging about his meat, right?
Yeah, I feel like he might be doing it on purpose.
Sharif's always posting pictures.
Yeah, man, you got to stay off his Facebook page. You'll get some meat.
There you go. Otherwise, how are people going to know that you have good meat?
Yeah, right. God forbid you did something without posting on social media, right?
How will people know if you don't post it, Kevin?
They won't. Why else would you exist in the world if not for that?
Well, maybe Colby's got an explanation for this 2018 situation.
And if I want to put something in my nose, fine.
I just want to point out I was preemptively supportive of that. Can we play that one more time? I was a good friend.
And if I want to put something in my nose...
I didn't
Fine.
Even know. I was already supporting him.
What kind of something?
Man, I don't know.
Goes in said nose.
Nothing we've talked about tonight.
Does that make you the nosiest?
What are you... How are you going to laugh at that, too? Come on.
You have other holes in your body, though.
What? Oh, I want to put it in his belly button. And I'm like, I want that.
Wow.
I have made it very clear.
It's definitely not edited.
I do not want anything in my belly button. Ever. Ever.
Ever?
It's the worst. Because it makes you have to tinkle. And I don't... Nobody wants to have to go or have that feeling out of nowhere. Like, you're sitting there in a happy situation, right? Just enjoying yourself in the pool. Got a nice drink. Everything's great. You even went before you got in the pool to make sure that you can drink for the next 45 minutes to 3 hours without having to go.
Uh-huh.
Somebody comes and sticks their finger in your belly button. Now what? Now you got to go.
So wait, so you've never Q-tipped your belly hole?
Nope.
Okay.
I do have a deep belly button.
Right.
And I have seen, it's cavernous. Okay. You know, there's some stuff. So I've dug some stuff out. But I don't stick my finger in there to get really deep or anything. No, and I've never used a Q-tip in my belly button.
Okay. God.
What Man, savages are you?
Y'all had a great week this time last year.
The way I imagine Colby, like, in that conversation is he has now closed his eyes and he's thinking about all the penis.
What?
Major turn.
Man, that was a major turn.
What?
Good night.
Why would you be imagining me imagining penis?
Now that's a mark that.
That is a weird edited piece that y'all put together.
It's not sound edited.
That sounds clearly edited.
I don't think so,
sounds
man.
Sounds like we're about to play it again then.
Nope.
Oh. Well,
sigh.
I'm good if you don't.
Maybe we do.
The way I imagine Colby, like, in that conversation is he has now closed his eyes and he's thinking about all the penis.
Yeah. It's legit, man.
Peni?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Panoos?
Paginas?
No, you cannot say that!
I mean, he did.
Your friends are weird, Corey.
One buddy spit in the other guy's mouth, and then he took off running. And then you see them just chasing each other around the field. And then we lost.
Oh, no!
That took a turn, too.
I remember that drop. That's I love.
And then we lost.
Oh, man. That's really the punch at the end. That you're like, well, it could be worse.
And then we lost. Man, that really makes me laugh.
What we really need to unearth is the rest of that story. Like, what were they doing? What? I mean, so many questions. All I know is, well,
what game were they playing?
Yes.
It was a high school football game.
They were playing grab ass. Clearly,
it was JV high school football, and y'all have seen the program, right?
Yes.
And the two teammates spit in each other's mouth, and then go out there and play, oh. And then we lost.
Yeah.
Well, these two had decided that. You know what? We're going to do that too. All right? We're going to spit in each other's mouths and it's going to be awesome. And gross. One did it and then was like, "Nope, I can't go through with it." Can't let you spit in my mouth, and then he took off running. And then we lost.
Kevin? Yeah.
I'm not a doctor. What am I going to do about his testicles?
Oof.
I'm not embarrassed by that at all. That's a fair question.
What's wrong with them?
I don't know.
And whose?
Ooh.
Just some random his.
Yeah.
You ever been concerned about one of them?
Totally.
Yeah? Did you go see the doctor?
No, I just was more careful and realized there weren't three. Just for half a second. I was like, hold on. Is there an extra one? But I did not, in fact, have an extra testicle. It was just the regular two.
Would you rather be down one or up one?
I think I'd rather be up one, because then I could see if I get some crooked deal on the black market to sell a testicle.
Man, I was listening to G-Bag the other day, and they were talking about wearing a cup in baseball.
Uh-huh.
And Jeff talked about his buddy Solo that only has one, and he was like, he still has kids. And Dawson was like, yeah, but you can only have one gender, right?
And
I don't know why, I just thought that was hilarious.
Woo!
Kevin, I wish you were better with your money.
I would like to purchase some fingers.
Yes.
Oh, but hold on. How supportive is Corey of this idea? Can we play that one again? Because he's in. I would like to purchase some fingers.
Yes.
Corey's like, I got fingers for Sam.
I appreciate you being a good friend, man. Hold on, Corey is selling the fingers in this scenario?
He can't believe he finally had a customer.
I would like to purchase some fingers.
Yes.
I'm telling
you
right now. You
know, in this situation, I feel like I walked into the store with you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my gosh, finally. This is what we need.
Somebody's selling fingers.
I'm telling you right now, I want someone to develop a one-act play around that drop right there. I will watch that play.
Two guys just walking around trying to buy things. They walk into the store, and it just has the randomest crap,
yeah.
Right? But fingers are on the menu. And so you're like, okay, here we go. But what else is in that store is what I want to know, you know?
It may be just all fingers.
Maybe that's where I sold the extra testicle. It stands to reason that if you have fingers for sale, like actual fingers for sale at your shop, you might have a testicle. You're far more likely to be selling that shop than a regular shop.
Right.
Like if you said, where are you most likely to find that? At the Best Buy or at the guy's shop that sells the fingers? It's going to be the finger guy. Well...
All right, now let's get to the goods. We are done with the throwbacks.
Thank God.
No, not for you.
What do you want to do? Go downtown and catch AIDS?
You want to stay in 2018, Kevin?
Okay. I might. I know the genesis behind that. Because
go downtown to catch AIDS.
Because remember we were talking about the show Rent, and you said, why is it called Rent instead of AIDS? And I said, well, because people would want to say you want to go downtown and catch Rent. However, they would not want to do what I said.
What do you want to do? Go downtown and catch AIDS?
It only gets worse for you, though, Kevin.
You got to see his dong.
Okay.
Had to. Is
remember
what I meant.
The words, Kevin?
Had to.
Just like Kawhi and saying they can build on that.
Yes.
Kevin, or Corey, gosh dang it, I get y'all's names mixed up every time. Corey, gosh, doesn't want to be a family man?
Pregnant's not my style.
No, it's not.
Jesse Holly was furious when he heard that.
Right, yeah.
Furious.
And we have a great drop from him about a piece of pregnant or something like that. That's just wonderful.
But yeah, no,
that's not me, man.
They get a little bit bigger.
In the bikini, she's a huge giant woman and she's standing over you and you're like, what do you want to do to me? I'll do it all. And then, oh.
Wow.
Oh, that was bedazzled.
Yes.
Oh, not a.
Were you about to be sexually assaulted by a giant?
Not a huge pregnant woman in a bikini.
Look at her bikini,
dude. She was awesome.
Yeah.
In that movie, Colby, have you seen her in that moment?
Yeah, I looked it up. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Imagine she's just like, I want to put you in my pocket. You know,
right.
And she just carries you around everywhere, and every time she feels a little tickle.
Yeah. Because you're in there like a kangaroo.
Oh, my God. Are we still talking about this? Is that allowed? I thought Eric was supposed to bail us out here.
Yeah, let's get to Colby.
You could get a bunch of guys in there, and everybody's... It was great.
Hold on. What are they doing? Hold on. Play that again. That's not edited. I think Colby self-edited that.
You could get a bunch of guys in there, and everybody's... It was great.
Oh,
I have no idea.
No. Man, this is like a freaking all-star lineup.
I just didn't understand how he was always pulling it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Why do I just...
We have a very supportive show. We all support one another in our weird...
Just didn't understand.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever we're doing.
Do you support this?
I don't find my daughter attractive.
Oh, crap.
I don't. Like, that's okay to say.
Don't! What?
Don't elaborate! That's okay to say.
Next.
It's okay to say that, right?
Say what?
Like, she's cute. She's my daughter. I love her. It could put guys right in your lap.
I mean, it could. I don't know what it is.
We've all been kids before, huh?
What? No, I mean, come on. We're all kids, and we're sitting there messing around with it. All of a sudden, feels a little weird. And
what's
going on here? I don't know, Corey. What is going on here?
Oh, my God.
I think I was talking about my belly button again.
Why is it always about your belly button?
Belly button. Your belly
Somebody
button.
Put their finger in my belly button. Actually, I found out as a kid. I stuck my finger in.
In what, Corey?
Oh, my goodness.
I talk about my belly button a lot on
An
this show.
An inordinate amount of times.
And your sister.
You don't want to date a girl who has your sister's name. Mm-mm. I'd stand by that. I'm not going to date somebody that has my sister's name.
Why?
It'd be weird.
The correct answer was because you're married.
Oh, yeah.
That was a trick.
Crap, I could have just gone with that.
You failed.
I fail.
The Kevin. Hell I can't. Don't tell me how to crush.
Man.
Colby's just bragging about Kevin's ability to crush.
Colby
hell
can't
I can't.
Believe
Don't
it.
Tell me how to crush.
Man. But man. Hold on. I'm going to request we play it one more time. And keep in mind, it sounds like Colby wants me to crush men. That's what he wants to happen.
Kevin.
The hell I can't. Don't tell me how to crush.
Man. It sounds like I'm just dropped in there. It's not
Man.
I'm saying it. It's just the drops played.
Oh, and then
oh,
we lost.
Oh, my goodness.
You do support us way too much.
I really need to stop talking, but it's radio. It's what you're supposed to do.
Kevin, you hungry?
I don't care how much you like that person. I'm going to eat them. What?
Why are you eating a person? Were we discussing like a doomsday scenario?
God, let's hope so. Or you can tell why I needed soda to begin with. Just out there eating people.
Oh my God! What was that?
Was that a burp snort?
No, it was just a snort.
Just I was what? Okay hooking up with Satan.
What?
Satan, as in the version of Elizabeth Hurley in the movie Bedazzle.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, in that situation, I'd be like, fine, let's do this thing. But then does Satan have a thing? Or is it a thing? Like, what kind of thing is it?
Are you asking if Satan has a penis? Is that your question?
Or not a penis. The other thing, the opposite thing.
Vagina? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what I think it is? A vaginas.
One more.
My gracious. That is too close to my body.
For the win.
This has to be the worst week of broadcasting we've ever done. All right. Before we vote, there is a lot of candidates, but you played one of my favorite drops ever because of the amazing turn it has at the very end. It's Corey telling the story about his friends spitting in each other's mouth and then the shocking turn of events at the very end.
My one buddy spit in the other guy's mouth and then he took off running. And then you see them just chasing each other around the field and then we lost.
Just, it comes out of nowhere.
That is a really good drop. I like it.
And then we lost.
877-881-1053. Your favorite of the things, the dumb things we said. And then we lost. I really enjoy all the times that Colby just agrees with us on things.
Yeah.
Or is supportive of it.
Crush, man.
But Kevin talking like Colonel Sanders.
My gracious, that is too close to my body.
And the music in the background.
My gracious, that is too close to my body.
Did we submit that for G-Mag of the Day?
I don't think so.
Because I feel like if not, we're really doing ourselves a disservice. Damn it.
So that's my vote.
Okay.
Colby?
Oh my God. Crap. There's so many. Kevin eating people. It's hilarious. Sure.
I don't care how much you like that person. I'm going to eat them.
Hold on. Was I laughing at the end of that?
I don't care how much you like that person. I'm going to eat them.
Oh, no. Is that your uncomfortable fake laugh? You're like, oh.
Oh, Kevin's eating people again. All right. So it's a three-way
tie?
Yep.
No love for the AIDS one?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, Rico, if you want to vote for that, go ahead. Dang it. Now I called him that.
What do you want to do? Go downtown and catch AIDS? So aggressive.
It is very aggressive. All right. Right now, it's a three-way or a
four-way tie.
So 877-881-1053. You get to decide next.
Is it AIDS, Southern Gentleman? What are the other two candidates? Eat people.
And spitting.
And spitting.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. My gracious. That is too close to my body.
Coming up next, we will determine the winner that I hope is not that. Also, just got time for one more thing right here on The Fan.
My gracious, that's too close to my body.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.